Have you ever stopped to think about the hidden energy costs behind all the AI that's sort of running things these days? Or maybe pictured a future where really critical systems, like a power grid, could be optimized, monitored, not just efficiently, but almost intuitively? We're talking about a kind of next-gen monitoring that could seriously cut down waste and, well, boost performance. Today, we're doing a deep dive into a company that's making this happen by really rethinking how we handle complexity and even how we generate knowledge. So this deep dive is going to explore, the whole world of complexity management. We'll look at the bottlenecks in traditional machine learning and introduce you to this really groundbreaking idea called artificial intuition, or AIU, developed by Ontinex. We'll unpack how their specific methods speed up AI, tackle that big problem known as the curse of dimensionality, and maybe even let computers create completely new knowledge. Our mission, really, is to understand Ontonix's unique way of looking at things, the benefits, and why their approach, which was pioneered by the founder, Dr. Jacek Marczyk, and that's pronounced Jacek Marczyk, why it offers such a, well, compelling vision for technology's future, especially for things like optimizing power resources, which they connect to this next-generation monitoring. Okay, so let's peel back the layers here. Machine learning, I mean, it's undeniably powerful, right? It's everywhere. But it often feels like we're just constantly throwing more data, more computing power at it. Just feed the beast. What are the real costs of doing things that way? The hidden downsides.
That's a really important point because, yeah, machine learning, despite all the hype, it's often inherently long and very energy intensive. It just eats up expensive hardware and needs these truly massive data sets to train on. And all that comes with a big price tag, environmentally, too. One of the key issues here is something called the curse of dimensionality. It sounds dramatic, but it's a real thing. Imagine you have data with just a few features, like maybe height and weight. Okay, easy to visualize. But now add, say, 50 more features, age, location, browsing habits, sensor readings, whatever. The space that data lives in expands exponentially. It gets incredibly sparse, like trying to find a few specific people scattering across the entire planet. So to find reliable patterns, you need exponentially more data just to keep up. It gets very inefficient very fast. And then there's the sheer computational cost. A lot of common ML models think linear regression, SVMs, neural networks, they rely on matrix math. The work involves scales up dramatically with the number of dimensions, often like OD squared or sometimes even worse.
OT squared, so double the features, four times the work.
Exactly, or more. This hits training time hard, and the energy consumption can be just astronomical. We're talking huge carbon footprints for some big models. Plus, these high-dimensional spaces make optimization tricky. Algorithms like gradient descent, they struggle because there are just too many knobs to turn, too many directions to go. And, there's also a big statistical risk overfitting.
Ah, right, where it learns the training data too well.
Precisely. It learns the noise, the quirks of the specific data it saw, instead of the real underlying patterns. So it looks great in testing, but then falls flat when it sees new real-world data it can't generalize.
Wow, okay. So basically, piling on more data and features can actually create more problems. Efficiency, accuracy, resource drain. It really makes you wonder, especially for, say, companies without massive budgets, or for applications where efficiency is absolutely critical, like managing energy, is there a smarter way? A more, discerning way to feed these algorithms? Which brings us right to Ontinex. Given these challenges, their complexity profiling sounds like it could be a direct answer. This is where it gets really interesting. They've developed this thing, complexity profiling, powered by what they call QCM-powered artificial intuition. And just to be clear, QCM is quantitative complexity management. That's their sort of core framework. So how does this tech actually tackle those ML problems we just talked about?
Well, it fundamentally changes the game by looking at the data differently before you even start the heavy lifting of ML. Complexity profiling is their own proprietary algorithm. It's nonlinear, and it essentially generates an information content spectrum for your data. Think of it like getting a medical scan to your data set. It tells you exactly which parts, which features, or which individual data points carry the important information and which are just noise or redundancy. It's all about figuring out what counts and what doesn't. And this lets you do two really powerful things to streamline your data. First, you could just eliminate dimensions features that have basically zero useful information. I mean, they have this striking example. A complex electromechanical system, it had, get this, 6,292 degrees of freedom. Features, essentially.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right. But complexity profiling found that only 1,612 were actually needed to describe what the system was doing, while still keeping 98% of the crucial information.
98% with that much reduction.
Exactly. And that meant they could cut the training set size by 74%. 74%. They had another case, 230 features. Only 120 were carrying almost all the information, 98%. The other 110, just noise, gone. And second, it can also pinpoint and discard what they call low-complexity training vectors. These are like individual data snapshots or samples that don't add much new insight. So you're not just trimming the types of data, the features, but also the sheer volume of data points you need to process. Less data, less storage, less hassle.
Okay, I think I'm getting it. This isn't just tweaking things slightly. It's a major rethink of data preparation. So for people listening, what does this actually mean in practice? What are the concrete benefits of cutting down the data and processing so dramatically?
Yeah, the benefits are pretty substantial. First off, much faster training times. You avoid those horrible scaling problems we talked about, like with SVMs where things can blow up computationally. This directly leads to lower computational costs. You need less powerful hardware. You use way less energy. That's huge. And critically, it helps tackle the curse of dimensionality and that overfitting risk.
Right, because you're focusing the model on what actually matters.
Exactly. So the model generalizes better. Yeah. It's more reliable when it encounters new situations out in the wild. And connecting this back, it's not just about making existing ML faster, though that's a big deal. This approach can also speed up optimization processes in general, and it helps create these reduced order models for control systems. That's directly relevant to optimizing complex things like power grids, making that next-gen monitoring much more efficient, much more responsive, and, well, smarter.
You could imagine a grid almost predicting issues before they happen.
That's the kind of potential we're talking about. Highly optimized, robust control.
That really does sound like a game changer for efficiency. But you mentioned Ontonix is doing more than just speeding up ML. Everyone talks about complexity management these days. What makes Ontonix genuinely different? What's their unique angle?
It's a really key difference. Ontonix stands out because they actually have a complexity metric. A number. It's not just a buzzword for them. They can quantify complexity. They measure it.
Okay, so they put a number on how complex something is.
Right, and that capability opens up some really interesting doors. For example, it lets them detect anomalies, weird behavior in really complex systems, like defense systems, without needing machine learning in the traditional sense. This is crucial for certain clients, maybe in defense or aerospace, who, as they put it, don't have the luxury of multiple examples of failures necessary to teach software to recognize them.
Makes sense. You can't crash a plane 10 times just to teach an AI what a crash looks like.
Exactly. You need to spot the first sign of trouble, something you've maybe never seen before. Ontonix can do that because they measure the system's normal complexity profile. If something deviates significantly from that normal complexity signature, bang, it's flagged as an anomaly, even if it's a totally new kind of problem.
That is a huge difference, spotting novel anomalies.
Okay, so this artificial intuition, the AIU, that drives this, is it fundamentally a different beast from standard AI? How does it contrast with AI that learns purely from massive data sets? Yeah, you've nailed the core distinction. Artificial intuition, the way Ontonix talks about it, isn't just about crunching numbers or finding patterns that are already in the data. It's more like an intelligent ability to zero in on what's essential within those huge data sets, to know what counts and what doesn't, almost instinctively cutting through the noise, like a seasoned expert might, which naturally leads to this really deep question. Can computers actually generate new knowledge, not just process what we feed them, but create genuinely new insights? Ontonix argues, yes, they can. They talk about experimentation by computer, genuine simulation as the pathway to generating knowledge. They sometimes call this computational ontology. It's about building a machine-readable model of how a system actually works. It's internal logic, creating knowledge from first principles, not just pattern matching on past data. And they see Monte Carlo simulation, MCS, as maybe the simplest and most versatile way to do this kind of computational experimentation. They make a neat distinction. Doing one computer run is just analysis, but doing a whole set of analyses, exploring lots of possibilities, that's simulation. It's through running these simulations, testing countless what-if scenarios computationally, that you start to uncover truly new understanding about how the system behaves. These MCS runs generate what Ontonix calls meta-models. Picture them as these incredibly detailed maps, maybe multidimensional, showing all the possible states and responses of a system. Each point on this map is a result from one specific simulation run. And taken together, these maps, these constellations of points, they hold a massive amount of knowledge about the system's behavior, its structure, its limits.
Stuff you wouldn't get from just looking at past events.
Exactly. It's predictive, exploratory knowledge. And their tool, Ontonet, is designed specifically to dig into these meta models and extract that deep, hidden knowledge. Now, how do they represent this knowledge? This is also fascinating. They use something called fuzzy cognitive maps, or FCMs. You can think of an FCM as like a sophisticated flowchart, but one that's generated automatically. It's really good for showing imprecise rather than precise relationships in complex systems. You have nodes for concepts, and the links show how they influence each other, but often in a more or less kind of way, not rigid rules.
Oh, so like increasing X tends to decrease Y slightly, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It captures nuance. Now, traditionally, experts would draw these maps by hand based on their own understanding, which is subjective. But Ontonics, using Ontonet, can automatically generate fuzzy cognitive maps. That's a big step, making it objective, data-driven, and scalable. So for Ontonics, knowledge boils down to a dynamic and organized set of interrelated fuzzy rules. The FCM is the visual representation of that knowledge network. Ontonet basically finds all the states, all the potential cognitive maps that describe how a system might function, giving you this really complete dynamic picture of its possible behaviors and the logic behind them.
So we're talking about moving beyond just processing data to actually generating new understanding, a kind of knowledge revolution. And you mentioned at a surprisingly low computational cost, they say a typical MCS needs only around 100 solver calls.
Yeah, that's what they indicate for capturing the basic response features, which compared to training to massive deep learning models is really not a grand challenge computationally. It makes this kind of knowledge generation seem much more accessible.
That really does shift the perspective on what computers can potentially do for us.
Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. We started out looking at the hidden costs and the walls we're hitting with some traditional AI approaches. And we've ended up discussing systems that don't just learn from the past, but can, well, intuit what's important and even generate genuinely new knowledge. Ontonics, under Dr. Jake Marsick, seems to be really reshaping things with complexity profiling and artificial intuition, their ability to actually measure complexity and then use that to enable computers to generate knowledge via computational ontology and these auto-generated fuzzy cognitive maps. It offers a really different perspective on the future, especially for critical areas like optimizing power resources or securing complex systems.
It definitely leaves you with something to think about, doesn't it? What if our key systems could move beyond just learning and start to truly intuit possibilities, generating solutions we haven't even thought of yet? What new breakthroughs become possible when technology becomes less of a tool and more of a discovery partner?
A really powerful thought. If you listening are intrigued by these ideas and want to explore Ontonics further, you can find much more information on their website. For specific inquiries, you can visit https://www.ontonics.com/contact. That's ontonix.com/contact. Their books on QCM, quantitative complexity management, are available on Amazon if you want a really deep dive. And you can check out their latest thinking and insights on their blog, which is at https.ontonicsqcm.blog2025. That's ontonicsqcm.blog/2025.